So we haven't really done any introductions to the programme, have we, like we used to? I've seen some of the old ones where we have people come on and say, ladies and gentlemen, it's the James Whale Radio Podcast.
Yeah, that's because it uses up too much tape.
Does it?
Yeah.
We don't use tape. What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just trying to make an excuse, and you've just ruined it.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That's the email. You can email us here. And you can do the introduction, you know, something like, I have no idea, you decide. You can sing the introduction, but I get a bit fed up with the, you know, don't go on about being bald or being a sperm or a killer or any of those sort of play on whale words. Just something, maybe something new and unusual.
Something to listen to at the Whaleway station.
That's just pathetic. So, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com if you want to do the introduction. We haven't done that for months, maybe not even years.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't do it, I will.
Good. Okay, so there we are. Get in touch. Now, welcome to the whatever it is that we do and sit here and talk about nothing or something between now and the end of the show, which, of course, you're listening to either on your favourite radio station or on your tablet, your phone, or I don't know, wherever you listen, you can listen to it anywhere. But just tell everybody about it and then tune into my radio show on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday from 7 o'clock in the evening, where we have brought back Ash. And also, actually, while I'm doing all the plugs, you could go on to my YouTube channel and see all the little videos Ash and I have recorded up.
Indeed, they're all up there.
Yeah. And one of them, and the reason I'm talking about this, one of them is Ash and I dancing with Theresa May. I thought she may have got the message after her first rather embarrassing dance, but heck, she's done it again. Now, I know she wants to be loved. Now, lots of people want to be loved. And there's nothing really wrong with wanting to be loved, but it's the extent that you go to try and make people like you. You just look like a twat. Or is the word twat? And I mean, the last one I have seen her do, she does a little twirl around in that kind of pseudo-military grey jacket she wears from time to time. Look. I know they want her out of the Conservative Party, and she ain't no Margaret Thatcher, which to my mind is a great shame, because what we need in this country at the moment, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, is Margaret Thatcher. We needed her, and we need her. But somebody surely behind the scenes is allowing Theresa May to do this just to make her look like a prize tit, and it is. I mean, can you look? Hasn't anybody learnt from history? Neil Kinnock tried to be everybody's friend. He tried to go on stage at a rock concert and be all trendy. He ran down the beach in Brighton with his wife and fell in the fucking sea. It's not very clever. What are you laughing at? These are people who are supposed to be in charge of this country, behaving like prize cunts, and it's not funny. What do you think Donald Trump is looking at these news reports in the White House, and he's probably in tears with laughter? I mean, she is looking so ridiculously uncomfortable. She obviously doesn't dance. We know that. She likes to walk or run naked through fields of corn. Well, that's fine. But don't get yourself out of your comfort zone. And people keep saying, we talked about this on the radio show on Talk Radio the other night. Ah, but she's making an effort and she's trying to join in. Yes, well, but you can't make yourself look stupid. Because if the Prime Minister of the country makes herself look stupid, it makes us all look stupid.
To be fair, though, I dance a bit like that. So she is actually representing me quite accurately.
People who dance like that do it in their bedrooms or their living rooms or keep it quiet. They don't do it publicly and certainly not in front of their children.
I used to do it in the nightclubs, you know, the dad dance.
If you used to do that in the nightclubs, I'm really surprised you ended up getting married.
Oh, no, I met her somewhere else.
Oh, that's okay then. Now, hang on. You've destroyed my flow there.
I did.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it made me realise how exceptionally talented as a dancer Anne Widdecombe is. She had the moves.
Not like Jagger, though.
Well, no, nobody moves like Jagger. He's an old man in his 70s. But you've got to remember, Teresa, and I'm appealing to you, you know, you have a lot of enemies within the Conservative Party. I am beginning to think that some of them are acting as advisers and press officers. And actually, I've met some of your advisers and press officers, and yeah, they don't do you any favours, honestly. Particularly one who stopped me and Ash getting an interview with you when we were out at a do you were at and we were broadcasting live, where you would have been able to come across to so many people on our programme as someone who joined in, and we wouldn't have let you dance. But anyway, the invitation is there if you want to take it up at any time. So please, if you are in a position of authority, if you can dance, fine. Dance. But if asked upon to do, you see, I would never ever attempt to do backflips, the splits, or even a little bit of a pas de deux. I can't listen. I imagine that Theresa May will be going into the Big Brother house probably when she leaves politics, and I can just see it now. We've already seen a bit of what she could do. It is embarrassing, isn't it? I've made a particularly nice cup of coffee today, actually.
Have you?
In fact, I can hear the coffee burbling in the. Can you hear that noise? No, maybe not. Anyway, what was that?
That was my particularly nice can of Coke. Yeah. Oh, welcome to sponsor the show.
Oh, very nice. Okay, it doesn't sponsor the show. Oh, well, they just bought Costa Coffee, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah.
Particularly nice coffee, even though I don't drink the stuff.
Yeah, but now it's going to be flavoured by Coke. Anyway, I digress. So we've talked about. Let's. I do believe we should have balance in all things. So let's talk about Jeremy Corbyn and the problem that just won't go away. Frank Field, one of the stalwarts of the Labour Party, has now left, declined to sit in with the Labour Party under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn because Jeremy Corbyn won't. Get rid of the anti-Semites within the Labour Party. A lot of people say that this, of course, is fake news, that there isn't anybody in the Labour Party who is anti-Semitic. But there are certainly a bunch of thugs in the Labour Party at the moment who seem to be intent on ruining it. Maybe, if you want a little bit of conspiracy theory, maybe it's the opposition. But hey, the Labour Party obviously cannot control themselves. Which goes to prove that Jeremy Corbyn's not a leader, because he can't stamp it out. And imagine, if you will, how appalling he would be as a prime minister. It ain't never going to happen. Trust me, it won't happen. And if he does become prime minister, well, all those of you who voted for him, you will get exactly what you deserve, which is probably a complete and utter ruination of the economy, most wealthy people leaving the country, taking their wealth abroad. And as we have seen under every other socialist government in this country, they end up ruining us, disappearing, leaving notes saying, oh, I don't know what you're going to do because we've spent all the money. And when you remember, Corbyn sort of thinks that countries like Venezuela and others are to be admired. I wonder how he feels about that now. You know, we may not have the greatest health service in the world. We may not have enough policemen to fight crime. We may not have all sorts of things. But the problem is, and by the way, that is a no criticism of doctors and nurses or clinicians, just the way the NHS is run. It's run badly. It needs to be reorganized. Some of it maybe should be privatized. I don't know. But we need to have the conversation because, quite frankly, our national health service is not providing what it should be for everybody that needs it. And that conversation frightens the politicians and they won't have it. But as I'm not in the mood to have such a serious discussion on today's show, we'll leave that for another time. Socialism, Venezuela, need I say more? But if you are a big fan of Jeremy Corbyn, and if you think some of the things he says will be great, I mean, he says what everybody wants to hear. You know, if you're going to university, you shouldn't have to pay for it. Of course you should. Why shouldn't you pay for it? And everybody should be equal. Nobody's equal. How many of you think you are better than the next person? All of us. All of us think we're unique. Well, we are unique. But nobody wants to be herded into a group. Everybody has. And I'm sorry, you know as well as I do, in your head, you think you are special. And you should do, because you are. And you can never make everybody the same. Nobody, unless you are a mindless moron. And mindless morons is what happens to people when they live under a socialist government. You've seen it every... Look at what happens. Socialism. Look at what happened with the Soviet bloc. It just fell... And don't tell me that's not socialism, because that was exactly socialism. Everybody has to be exactly the same. Have the same amount of money, except the elite. You don't see those in Parliament or anywhere. They put on the pretense of being elite. That's why Jeremy Corbyn doesn't like to be seen in a flash car. That's why he's still living, mind you, he's living in a house in Islington, which is still worth a few bob. But, you know, they will tell you, oh, no, no, we're not going to. Listen, there is no way that any of them in the Labour Party have got rid of their very fat pensions or taken less money in their salaries. In fact, there is one guy, and I've forgotten his name. He sits on the front bench all the time, and it'll come back to me, and he's been there for years. And he, I think, 10 or 15% of his salary goes straight to his favourite trade union. But, that, you know, he's the exception to the rule, I think. What do we need to run this country? Well, if we can't have Margaret Thatcher, apart from some of the things, you know, I know he's crass, I know he's appalling, I know he says the wrong thing, I know he does stupid things. But hey, look, Donald Trump seems to be bringing back self-respect to the American people. He seems to be bringing back jobs and prosperity. The fact that nobody likes him is probably because he doesn't seem to want to curry favor, going back to Theresa May. And that seems to me to be fair enough. He seems to have got the economy on the right lines. He's doing his best to try and bring peace to trouble spots in the world. He's not standing for any nonsense. I'm just waiting for him to get the Nobel Peace Prize. I just don't think it's going to be too long. No. Maybe what we need is our own version of Donald Trump. I mean, the only one that springs to mind at the moment is Nigel Farage. And now we've got ourselves into this stupid situation because of ridiculous, childish, overgrown schoolboy David Cameron. Maybe Nigel Farage can come and bring back the relationship we need with Europe and also placate those people who think we need to be more independent. Oh, why do we do so many stupid things to ourselves? I have no idea. I really have no idea. Anyway, you know, these are problems everybody needs to address, and elections will be coming up. And who's going to be? Listen, this is the interesting thing. I wonder who's going to be the leaders of both the main political parties at the next election. Because there's the possibility that Theresa May won't stand or may have already been deselected. Remember, in this country, we vote for a party. We don't vote for a personality. So when you vote, you vote for Labour or you vote Conservative. The leader is irrelevant. They can change the leader once you voted the party in. So Theresa May is there as Prime Minister because the Conservatives chose her. I'm not sure. Does it work the same way with Labour? I think it does. But who would we see? Boris? Nah, I think Boris has shot his bolt, as it were. I don't think Boris will be leader. And what about for the Labour Party? Who would be leader there? I'd quite fancy... I mean, in the political sense, by the way, Chuck Amuna. I think he'd be quite suave. Is he a bit too much like Tony Blair? I don't know. And what do people want out of Labour? The problem is we don't teach history at school. So all these kids are leaving school now and they're listening to people like Jeremy Corbyn, who will promise you everything because that's what socialists do. And they haven't been taught what happened in other socialist governments. Not only in this country, but around the world. Because we don't do history anymore, which I think is a huge mistake. And a lot of people who are not doing terribly well think we get a Labour government in, we're all going to be better off. It's never worked that way. Mind you, I'm not really sure what the Conservatives are doing at the moment, because they seem to have lost the plot. If she dances again, If she dances again, I think she should be deselected purely on that. So listen, I've been going on long enough and you don't seem to be doing anything. So is it just the James Whale Show or do we have the producer Robbo on it?
I'm here. I'm doing stuff.
What are you doing?
Well, at the moment, I'm drawing around my fingers on a piece of paper.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm having to drink a cup of coffee and everybody will think you've written what I'm saying down and I'm reading it.
Well, that's true, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. That's why I get into trouble periodically.
Yes. Move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right, okay. Shall we? I want to talk about Big Brother. Should we talk about that after we played a bit of music? Because we've got Tapao's new single, haven't we?
And that was last week. Keep Up.
Well, I thought we had it on again.
You can have it on again. Would you like it on
why
again?
Why have you sent me? Why have you sent me music?
Music.
Or am I looking at the wrong running order here?
You're looking at the last week's running order.
Oh, right. I should have deleted it, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Why didn't I delete it?
Don't worry. All the stuff you've done previous to that
I'm not worried. Was
this week's.
I'm not worried. I'm on an iPad that I don't ever use, so nothing ever gets deleted.
Oh, is it the older iPad?
Yeah.
That's why it's the older show. You need to get a newer iPad and you'll be up to date.
Will I?
No. Yeah, so you need to download this week's show.
Well, why don't we play James J. Turner?
That's the one.
Yes, because I'm quick like that, you see. Like that. Just got it. There we are. Hey Brother is the brand new single from Liverpool's one and only James J. Turner. Well, there we are. That was all right, wasn't it?
Yep, that's good.
James at Jay Turner. If you want to be on the program musically, just send us your music. Robbo will tell you how.
Yep. Email jameswellradio@gmail.com. Mark it for my attention. That's Rob. That's me. And include the MP3 and permission to play, because we don't pay.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. This is the James Whale Radio podcasting, which is available on radio stations, on iPads, on anything you want. You can get it anywhere. It comes out once a week. And if you go to our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk, you can listen for probably listen for 2 weeks solidly.
Well, you can listen to rubbish for eternity, can't you, really? Just keep replaying them.
Yeah. Do you know what we should do? But the first one we ever did, we should bring back and play out. Anyway, I want to talk about Big Brother. Of course, as a former housemate, it's been getting a little bit boring. I still don't know why Rodrigo has gone. Does anybody?
He mentioned the N-word very early on in the show, and I imagine he's done something very similar. But that's just a guess.
And the interesting thing is they don't put those things out, so nobody knows. So why, you know?
They put the first one out.
Did they?
Yeah.
Deserved to go then, didn't he? But, you know, it has been getting a bit boring until this recent fracas with, I've forgotten what her name is now, Roxanne. This whole business about whether Ryan attacked Roxanne. She now feels a little vulnerable and doesn't want to have to live in the house with him. I mean, if anybody saw it, there is a lot of stuff going on at the moment, and lots of men being made to try and made to apologize for being men in many cases, and a lot of women who have been appallingly treated and abused, and particularly when a number of women are now trying to make men understand, some men, not all men, understand that there is a certain way that you have to behave in today's society. And I think what happened on Big Brother is likely to undermine a lot of women who want to say something after having seen this. It's bizarre. I don't know. Listen, Rob, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It's a kind of like, I don't know, you know, if you flick someone with a tea towel, it's kind of like that sort of
thing. Like I do to you occasionally.
Yeah.
But only in a playful way.
Yes. I wouldn't let you do it in any other way, though. Well, I might do.
No. No, just, you know, there is, you can still, you have to, first of all, I think that playful banter is still permitted, but you have to know the person and you have to understand what is acceptable as far as they are concerned.
Yeah, you know, I need to know how far the other person's prepared to go.
I got upset with somebody the other day who doesn't know me, who working with me, and decided that they could actually say something to me that I would feel only close friends and people I hang out with all the time could talk to me in that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, sometimes you talk to somebody as if you've known them for years, and you say things that you hear other people say, but you don't know them, and it can be annoying.
I think I get what you mean, Jamesy.
You see, I don't mind it from you, because we've known each other for a while, but if you were, you know, we were doing a program, you were new on the program first, and you came and slapped me on the back and said, how are you doing, you old chap? And by the way, you are an old bald bastard. I might get annoyed.
Yeah, that might annoy me as well, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, these two have known each other before they went into the house, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't, you could see that he wasn't meaning to be spiteful or nasty. And hang on, they've all been in that house for a few weeks now, so they all get on and know each other.
Yeah.
And she didn't respond in a way that she'd been offended. If somebody offends me, they will know, because I will be in their face straight away.
Yeah, I can vouch
and
for
so,
that.
And so, you know, you can talk. And this happens with all of us. All of us get upset or offended sometimes. And I know it's all political crap. I'm not talking about that. And, you know, you can't yell after a woman who goes down the street, all right, darling, how you doing? You look pretty funky today. You can't do that anymore.
Can't you?
No, you can't, and I don't think you should.
Oh, I better stop then.
It's all about it. You know, it's how things are meant. In Australia, the term "packy," which upsets everybody here, is used regularly as a term of endearment by sports broadcasters about the Pakistani cricket team.
Yeah,
you wouldn't dare do that in this country. because it has become a term of abuse. So you have to understand the situation that you are in. And I don't understand what she thought she was going to achieve by going in the room. So, oh, that hurt. Yeah, well, why didn't you say, hang on, that hurt, mate. You hurt me there, and tell him, rather than do what she did. And then I don't understand what, well, I do, because the producer's trying to make a program and we're talking about it. And that is, of course, we've fallen into the trap. Bringing him into the diary room, giving him an official warning. In fact, Big Brother quite happy to do that. I mean, I think I had a couple of official warnings for things I may or may not have said, which I don't think were ever aired, and so did everybody else. But they showed this warning and it, to create a kind of tension, because that's what they do. But I think on this case, it's particularly unfair. And it has, of course, meant that there has been an enormous amount of support for Ryan on social media, and the majority of it coming from women who think that this has actually made it very difficult for women who are being treated badly to actually complain.
Not to mention the fact that Roxanne herself now is going to be bullied from a different angle.
Yeah, this is, and it's been handled badly, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it will go on, which brings us on to Loose Women, of course. Now, look, I am no shrinking violet, as you know. I have gotten, you know, over the years, I've had complaints. In fact, a couple of weeks doesn't go past without somebody complaining about me somewhere. The bosses want to know what I've been doing.
I wish we had a HR department here.
I'm HR.
Oh, okay. You're doing a good job. I like you.
Thank you. Yeah. HR, Harry Ramsden's Fish and Chips.
That's another sponsor, possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, Loose Women and this whole fiasco with Kim Woodburn. Now, I've interviewed Kim Woodburn, and not so long ago, after she came out of the house, and she was very rude to me, but we gave as good as we got, and it was quite funny. In fact, she slammed the phone down on the interview with me. But it wasn't hurtful. It wasn't nasty. It was one to one. What I saw, and I had only seen, when I first went on the air on talk radio the other day, I'd only seen the bits on the news. Then when I went home, I decided I would look at the whole thing. And it was quite upsetting. It was a number of people, and obviously there had been this thought that we'll invite her on, and we say ostensibly we're inviting you on just to apologise and try to make it up between her and Colleen Nolan. And then Colleen Nolan's sister Linda, who I know quite well, was there as well. And then it became just a kind of public humiliation of an old lady, which actually doesn't leave any of us in the media in a very good light. I mean, she's obviously got issues, Kim Woodburn, probably some of the other women there as well, I don't know. She's obviously got issues. She was obviously upset. And by the end of it, she was crying, yet they were still attacking her. I find it very difficult to understand how, because, you know, the producers were watching it. The producers could have had her taken out of there. They could have stopped it. But they didn't. And I just find it very, you know, I know we like, because the Jeremy Kyle show, to a certain extent, shows that all the time, doesn't it? I found it very, very uncomfortable to watch. I'm pretty sure they realise now that they made a mistake. We all make mistakes, and I'm not suggesting that any of them are hauled over the coals, but I think when watching it, they will all be quite embarrassed about the way it went, whatever they say publicly. You know, she's an easy target to be nasty to, and everybody knows that, and everybody, you know, she's been on programmes and had that, but that was just bear baiting of the worst possible kind.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wouldn't bother. Listen, loads of people now jump on the bandwagon and get in touch with Ofcom and make complaints. It wouldn't bother. You know, if you'd watched the programme and you were offended by it, fine. But what annoys me about complaints quite often is the people who hear stories like this say, oh, God, that's terrible. I'm going to make a complaint as well. Don't bother. It'll be sorted out and people will have learnt lessons and moved on. I don't think Kim Woodburn should be putting herself up. She said, well, I was offered lots of money. Well, fair enough. Of course they do. But even being offered lots of money doesn't mean that you really should be abused in that way. And yeah, I know a lot of people say, well, she was asking for it. She's a nasty old so-and-so. Well, she was one elderly lady who was put in a position and given a thoroughly good showing up. Would you have wanted your mum or your grandmum there? Nah. It was wrong, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, right. If you want to argue about this, of course, you go on Twitter, James Whale Radio Show on Twitter, or at the James Whale, or you can email us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, or you can go on our Facebook page. You can do anything, get in touch, and let us know what you think. Right, I think it's probably time for you to do tech talk, because I seem to be doing everything.
Okay, have you got any spare cash?
No, I haven't. It all goes to the tax man.
Oh, dear me. You're earning too much.
Why?
What?
I just don't save enough.
The gay dating app Grindr.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gay, though. Yeah. Why do people persist in going on about me being gay? I am not gay.
I never said you were.
No, but you alluded to it, and that's not on.
I'm just saying.
I don't mind being gay. I mean, if I was gay, I'd be quite happy to be gay. And I'm quite happy for people to be gay. But people keep sort of suggesting that me and Ash have some kind of strange relationship. We don't.
Well, let's be fair. You do have a strange relationship, but it's not a gay relationship. I think that's...
Well, there we are, you see. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, you can now buy shares in the app Grindr.
I beg your pardon?
You can buy shares in the app Grindr.
I know I sound a bit stupid, but can you tell me exactly what Grindr is?
Have you heard of Tinder?
No.
Okay. It's a dating app. You go on your phone and you look up men in your area, and it tells you where your nearest...
just men,
yeah,
not women?
Just men, because it's called Grindr for some reason.
Oh,
I don't know why. And otherwise it'd be Tinder.
Yeah, why Grindr? I wonder why Grindr. Anyway, never mind.
Maybe they like coffee a lot. Go for coffee houses.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Coffee grinder, yeah. Anyway, never mind. Right.
They show you your nearest match in your area, and then you hook up and you go for coffee and do a bit of grinding.
All right. Coffee grinder. Oh, I see what you mean now. I now understand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could actually start one, couldn't you? For maybe we could start a heterosexual one and call it Percolator.
You could do, yes, or Tinder.
Why Tinder?
You start fires together, you see. It's clever.
Oh, right. Or you could call it... Oh, no, you couldn't call it. That would be rude. Sorry, go on.
You could just call it Shag App.
That's a good one. Yeah. Shag App.
Shag App.
No, not you. No. All right, Shaggy. No, I've got a dog called Shaggy, of course. He thought I was talking about him. No, Shag App. Yeah, Shag App.
Yeah, Shag App.
Shag App, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I think that's quite good. You should... actually, why don't we patent that name?
Well, we could actually make an app, because we're good at making apps, and make Shag App, and then we could sell shares in the future and make a fortune.
If you would like, well, I tell you what, listen, here's another thing that I was thinking about yesterday. Alex Salmond has decided, because he's facing some questions about behaviour, we were talking about them before, he's resigned from the Scottish Nationalist Party. And to fund his court case that he wants, he went on one of these sites where you raise money. I forget what they call them.
GoFundMe. GoCompare. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know. Anyway, he wanted 50 grand to pay his legal expenses. And he's got, so far, he's got nearly 100,000. I thought, well, which is fine. People, you know, want to support you. I don't see what the problem is. Well, we have to keep going and finding ways to keep this show. Why don't we do something like that?
We could do, but I'm just thinking, you know, legal aid is slowly disappearing over the years.
Well, there is no legal aid unless you have no money.
Well, yeah, but he's come up with an alternative to legal aid, hasn't he, in a way?
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a good idea.
You know, but you'd need to do that, you'd need to be relatively well-known, wouldn't you?
No, a lot of these GoFundMe pages, etc. You put an appeal up, don't you? And then if people think you're innocent, I suppose they'll fund you.
All right, okay. Well, I'm not sure what that does to the rule of justice in this country, but it's an interesting point. But I can't we fund this podcast in that way?
Well, we'll just have to do something.
Can we fund my retirement? All those people who say, can't we get rid of that James Whale? I'm fed up with him. Well.
Now there's a thought.
What do you think?
Pay to get rid of you, raise £1 million. I'll take 10%, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, I wouldn't have expected anything less.
And then...
What is 10% of £1 million? That's £100,000. You're not having that.
Well, it's me that's going to do all the hard work. I'm going to have to hold the video camera and type all the letters into the computer.
Why, do I have to do a video?
Yeah, you have to do a really sad appeal.
Oh. Actually, I think that's quite a good idea. Why don't we do a crowdfunding for a new James Whale television show? Because that would be interesting, because all the, you know, ever since the end of the last one, various people said, why don't you do another one? Why don't you do another one? And what they want is all sorts of strange things. But I would rather do one that I'm in charge of. I mean, then we could put it out on a number of channels. And then you don't have to be restrained by some of the ridiculous stuff now that individual television companies want to do. So we could do a show, crowdfund it, and then when everybody says, oh, that's getting a good audience, like my last one did, that's getting lots of people, we can turn around and stick two fingers up at all the people who think, well, we'd like to take that over and put it on our station. We could just carry on.
Oh, well, I could skip a few topics and talk about something that's exciting in the tech world.
Why? Why would you skip a few topics? Oh, because I've been going on. Well, isn't this a good way to start doing something, crowdfunding our radio and TV shows?
Yeah, let me skip and you'll see why I want to skip.
Go on then, you skip.
Facebook video watching streaming service is going to be rolled out worldwide. The revenue split would be 55% to the creators and 45% to Facebook.
What does that mean?
It means we can put your TV show out on Facebook and we will get a revenue split with Facebook.
Well, let's do that. We'll have a bit of live music. We'll have some serious discussion on things in the news. And we'll take a sideways look at everything else and probably end up upsetting and annoying quite a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll just hire a warehouse somewhere.
Mm. Yeah. Hang on, I've got a dog making a noise. I've got... What's wrong, guys? Yeah, well, we'll be finished in a bit. Okay. I promised them today, I'm having a day off today, and I promised I'd go and cook eggs, bacon, tomatoes, and toast.
Very good. So are we moved on now, or are we still sticking with the TV show?
No, that's a really good idea. So you look into that, and we'll do that.
Yeah, it's been in America for a while. It's working very well. Yeah. And so it's now going out worldwide. So Facebook's new revenue-sharing video service.
So, all right.
Dyson are going to be building a 10-mile-long test track for testing their vehicles.
Dyson vacuum cleaners are going to go for 10 miles?
Well, yeah. Can you imagine that? It's pushing a vacuum cleaner for 10 miles to test it. No, it's for cars, electric cars.
Oh, I'm more of a G-Tech man myself.
Yeah, you keep saying G-Tech. Yeah. Are you getting any money from G-Tech?
Another sponsor.
G-Tech.
No. I've got their little vacuum.
Your lawnmower?
I've got a lawnmower, G-Tech lawnmower as well, yeah. Oh. No cables, nothing else. And it cuts just as well as a sort of petrol one.
And do they have a pooper scooper?
A pooper scooper? Why would you have a pooper scooper and a lawnmower?
Well, that'd be quite handy, wouldn't it? That's a new invention for us. As you're lawn mowing, it'll pick up the poop on your lawn.
Well, no, because if you are a civilized human being, obviously some people where you are aren't, you go around and you pick it all up before you cut the grass. In fact, don't you do a poo patrol every morning and every evening?
I've installed a new outside toilet for the dog.
That's called a drain. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's an awesome idea. Works really well. Right.
Go on.
I visited a Genius the other day. I went to the Apple store. I haven't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
I got my battery and my phone fixed, £25. Died after 3.5 years. Hopefully I'm going to get another 3.5 years out of my iPhone 6. So if your iPhone 6 is really, really slow, or any of your iPhones are really, really slow, it's because your battery's dying. Get it changed, £25.
My phone, which I've had, my phone is just an iPhone 5, and it is slowing up.
You probably need a new battery. I'll show you how to test your battery after the show. You got your 5 after my 6. I don't know how you managed to do that, but there we go.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, I thought, because the 6 is bigger, isn't it?
It's slightly bigger, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get, you get a 10 now. Why haven't you got a 10?
It's too big. It's too big.
Hang on, there's a little sign on my computer that's come up. Disk not ejected properly. I haven't got a disk in it. What are they talking about?
That's because you've ejected it now, haven't you? But not properly.
Close, I'll close it.
And finally...
Sorry, go on.
Finally, 8K TVs coming soon.
Well, that won't interest me, will it?
Well, we can't even get 4K TV properly in this country. It's a bit sort of hit and miss. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think we need 8K TVs, do we?
No, I don't think so. What benefit would I get from having one?
Well, you could literally probably squeeze pimples, maybe. You'd be able to see everything.
Oh, okay. Anyway, moving on. Let's go, because we're running out of time. I just looked at the time. We've only got an hour.
I saw the film Alpha. That's the film I saw this week.
Yeah.
It's about...
I saw Book Club.
Book Club. Oh, that's a good, nice film. How was that?
No, I didn't like it. Anyway, right. Okay, where are we now?
Wherever you want to go.
Snapchat weather?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want me to mention that, I will do.
Well, I've mentioned it. Do you need to say anything about it?
Snapchat got hacked the other day, and when you went to New York, it was named Jewtropolis by some idiots.
So those are anti-Semites in New York.
Well, anti-Semites somewhere in the world that have really... But must be, probably, yeah, thinking about it, it must be people in New York. Otherwise, they would have picked somewhere else to rename.
Well, it's a horrible world we live in anyway. I've got some mail as well from Miss C. Collins.
Okay.
And if you want to get in touch, please do. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. I've been a dedicated listener since I was very young. I'd say 7 years old and now reaching 30. Since 7, I find this strange to believe this. So anyway, I find myself still loyally listening to you. You can thank my late mother for this dedication, but now as an adult and being able to finally think for myself, you're brilliant. Don't get a big head. I can see it from here already. Forever loyal and the most kindest regards, Miss C. Collins. Somebody somewhere taking the mick out of me again.
I don't.
Honestly.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
It was definitely a genuine letter, scented and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, scented? How do you know from an email whether it is scented or not?
It was scented to the email address, and I scented it to you.
Oh, it was scented. Yep. Oh, I see what you mean. Right, okay.
Can we advertise your books? We need to advertise your books.
Oh, yeah. If you've not got a copy of Almost a Celebrity, written by moi... we have got still a few copies left. Well, we've got a garage full, to be honest with you. And if you go to the website, jameswellradio.co.uk, you can see how to get one, which I signed many moons ago. They're probably beginning to curl up at the edges being in the garage. But listen, it's a genuine, genuine book. So get on the website. And failing that, well, I think we'll do some crowdfunding.
Yep.
When I've got rid of them all, I'll write another one and tell you what really went on in the Big Brother house.
Okay, we've only got a few years to wait then.
Yeah.
What else are we at?
What?
We haven't done French fishermen. I don't know about this French fisherman story. What's happening with the French fishermen?
Well, they're complaining about scallops.
Right.
They don't like the English coming close to the coast of Normandy to get scallops. Which, by the way, they then probably sell back to the French anyway. But the French, you know, industrial action in France is different to over here. So they started throwing fire bombs, smoke bombs, and ramming the British trawlers. So the British fishermen are asking for naval assistance. And it's just a pathetically stupid way for them all to behave. And, of course, Brexit comes along, and the English fishermen won't be able to get anywhere near the French coast. Because we'll all go back to our international waters. And, of course, a lot of fishermen in this country are saying, oh, well, that's great. And we'll be able to keep everybody out of our waters, which is fine. But then Lewis Pugh, who swam from Land's End to Dover to highlight the problems of the pollution and the lack of fish around the coast of this country. And Michael Gover said, yes, now we're going to have to protect fish stocks. So I don't think there will be a free-for-all for fishermen to get out there and catch as many fish as they think they will be able to after Brexit. And that kind of sums up the story.
Thank you very much. I'm now fully abreast of the situation.
Good. Okay. Well, I think probably we should do questions. And I have noticed a lot of people on other podcasts that I've listened to and radio shows where they do the same thing.
Indeed.
So if you go on my Facebook page or Twitter or anything like that, you can send us a question or email it to us, and we may well include it in the programme.
Okay. Rob Mack.
Rob.
That's me.
Oh, right. No, Rob Mack. Yes, Rob.
Okay. Now I'm confused. I'll just read the question. Would you?
I think you should.
Would you appear on Loose Women to talk about your life in the Big Brother house?
I have appeared on Loose Women, which I think is on the website, which was a completely non-confrontational appearance some years ago. Would I go on to talk about my life in the Big Brother house? I think everybody else has done that. I don't think I'd really. I mean, depends how much they pay, to be honest, but I don't think I would.
Karen Cummings.
Lucky girl.
I can't read this now. Should Loose Women be scrapped in light over 3,000 complaints against the broadcast of Kim Woodburn's interview?
No, I don't think so. I think the lack of viewers eventually will probably do for Loose Women. In fact, I think that's the reason why we've had the Stormy Daniels interview and this, of course, trying to grab attention, which they've done. But you don't need to cancel a program because of an interview. You learn from that and you move on. But I'm not sure whether that format is very entertaining or interesting. Let's face it, at the time of day they show that program, it's a certain sort of audience that watches it. Go on.
Ivor Williams. If I could, should I, and would you if you had the chance?
Oh, absolutely, definitely, yeah.
Okay. William Barrow. Are you and Ash planning a lad's holiday to Rill?
We are. We've been there fairly recently, and we're looking forward to coming back.
You could do a show in the Rill Pavilion.
Could I?
Well, you could. Anyone could, really. But I'm just saying.
There wouldn't be a holiday then, would it? So, no, I mean, you know.
It'd be like a busman's holiday.
I'll be staying in Prestatyn, though. Carry on.
Mark Langford. I think the middle bit's where he works.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mark.
What
Mark,
is Epics?
I think it's a radio station.
Is this program on there?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, good, good, good.
It could be Epics. Should know, really, shouldn't I?
It could be, yeah.
He says he's fed up with ads when you download apps on your mobile phone devices for, like, Toilet Duck, etc., when you're playing on the apps. It may be a one for me to talk about, so shall I answer him?
If you want, there's only one answer. Listen, ads are what keep broadcasting and the media going. So how else do you expect it to be paid for? We can't all have, you know, otherwise we'd be left with every Tom, Dick and Harriet in their bedrooms doing their programmes. Well, maybe that's what will happen in the future. I don't know. But you need advertising to know what there is out there. You can always skip it.
If the app you're using doesn't require itself to go online to get data, you turn your phone into airplane mode and it can no longer download the adverts and skips them automatically for you. But I didn't tell you that.
Okay. All right. The thing is, you don't want to upset the advertisers. Otherwise, you know, you get to a situation like us where we have to put our own money into this or try and sell my books. Anyway, come on.
Dave Benjamin, whatever happened to Saturday nights?
Look. Whatever happened to Saturday nights?
I think he means TV.
They're still there, aren't they?
No, I think he means TV. TV shows.
Oh, TV on Saturday. Well, listen, X Factor's just about to come back, isn't it? So it'll be saved. And before long, we'll have The Jungle. So everything will be happy. Hunky-dory, as they say.
Okay. Colin Watkins. Why is Ash such a hairy fahash actor? Don't know. I can't read that.
Because it's a free world, and if you want to be, you can be.
What is a for hash at er?
I don't know, but we'd have to ask Ash. We'll call him next week, get him on the show and ask him.
Okay. Bill Roberts. Are there any quiet corners of the UK where people still do things we've all long forgotten? Whatever happened to potato printing and beetle drives and brass rubbing?
Whatever happened to those things? Well, I think, Bill, listen, I'm if you can't find somebody near you that does a bit of brass rubbing or a bit of potato printing or beetle drives, then here's a suggestion, Bill. Why don't you start one off?
For those who are not in the know, what is a beetle drive?
No idea.
Oh, okay. It's not driving Volkswagen Beetles around the country then.
No, I don't. Well, it might be, and I don't know. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what a beetle drive is. Okay. But if anybody does, get in touch and let us know. But that wasn't the question.
No, that wasn't the question. John Arklis. If people need a psychologist after election results, and it doesn't go their way, do they need one to start with?
John, I think what people need, never mind a psychologist, I think what people need is to be fully aware of what politics is. And politics is life. And people who say, oh, I'm not interested in politics, I don't bother with that, are stupid and thick and maybe should have the vote taken away from them. I think actually we need to start educating our children at school about politics, because you cannot escape politics. It governs every part of your life. And I think it's about time. Listen, politicians, people who want to be in charge, they'll tell you they would like everybody to be involved and everybody vote, but they would rather keep it the way it is because they have less trouble convincing a few people to vote for them rather than a lot. So no, it's got nothing to do with psychologists. It's got to do with the fact that we actually need to be aware of what's going on. Which, of course, Bill, is why you listen to this program. Keeps you, oh, sorry, John, keeps you fully informed. Right, one more. I've got to go to the pub.
Okay, Innie Timmy, would you do BB again? Who's BB?
BB, I don't know. What is BB? If I knew what BB was, oh, Big Brother.
Oh, well, that'd be capital BB. It's lowercase BB.
Yeah, well, that's pretty stupid, isn't it? Would I do it again? Depends on the money. I think I'd actually be more prepared now to do it than I was, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
I could do it better now.
How long do you need to prepare to go into Big Brother?
Well, I don't know, really, to be honest with you. Would I do it again? Might be entertaining. Might be entertaining now. Yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about upsetting any of my friends and family. But anyway, who knows? Right, have we finished?
Well, I've finished. I'm not doing any more.
Good. Look, I'm getting out of here. Don't forget, join me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Talk Radio from 7 o'clock in the evening with Ash. And back here at the same time, whatever time it is you're listening to this. And, of course, if you want to listen to some more, just go to the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. Have a great day. Bye, Rob.
Well, that was quick. It's gone. We'll be right back.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.